Andrew Hedstrom opened the Hedstrom Lumber Mill in 1914. With his wife, Alma, it was a family effort that also included community help. In this edition of Moments in Time, Andrew and Alma's son, Herb Hedstrom, and family friend Bob Pratt recall the history of the mill, and in particular, Andrew Hedstrom's determination to make it a success.
He accomplished a great deal. When you think about the trials and tribulations that they face, you know, getting that first mill up there from Tofty and putting, that was like, today it would be junk. Nobody'd look at it. I mean, and it was kind of then, wasn't it? I mean, they had to refurbish it.
Oh, yeah, they had to rebuild it.
Yeah, and the talent from this county, I mean, from people that aren't even hardly mentioned, they had more knowledge and more skill and ability to think and think critically than a lot of, well, I hate to say this, but college graduates that I've known. Maybe I'm one of them. And I remember your dad bought those two houses down across the street from my mom and dad's place there, and they moved them up the hill. And that was right after the war, I think, wasn't
it? Yes.
And World War II. And we couldn't go watch him. He'd put us to work. And he'd give us a dime a day to pull nails. He couldn't get nails then. So we pulled out of the lath that he was refurbishing these houses, so he had to gut them first. And he'd check on us about every half hour to see how we're doing. Then we had to pound them straight. He didn't want them if they were at all crooked. I mean, that's just a little tidbit, but there was always something to do.
Seeing the nails were pretty expensive.
Yeah, it could be, but, you know, to think what they did in those days with so little to do it with, tools, the materials. Now, there was real brain power that came to life. There was always something going on, and they didn't just do it today, but they're thinking ahead, like when you had the mill down by the river there. And I remember right out on that road that goes past your parents' home, there was you and I think Philip and Roy and Wesley, I think. Maybe Carl was there.
Yeah.
And you were just, you know, they were talking, and they're talking about, you know, we're kind of thinking about moving the mill up to its current location. And there was no boardroom table. There was no suits and ties. They were just standing on the side of the road after a day's work. And they all had input. And nobody said, oh, no, that won't work. They were thinking. And then they developed it. They carried through. I didn't appreciate that when I was about 9 years old, 10 years old, somewhere in there.
A lot of it was more brawn than brains.
Well, yeah, they had that, that's for sure. But like when I was there, I think back about how they, I've been around a few boardroom tables, and they're bored in more ways than one. And they were strong. Poor Carl was injured how many times?
Oh, three or four, three at least. He had no fear.
The crew that they had was marvelous. They all knew their stuff. Earl Anderson, good gosh, he was one of the most modest people in the world, and he'd be sorting these boards flying out, and he'd count them, didn't he?
Yeah. We had good employees.
And they stayed there. I hate to name people, because I know I'm leaving out most, but I remember Eddie Peterson.
Yeah.
And Bernie Linnell.
Yeah.
They were almost like Hedstroms.
Moments in Time is a production of WTIP, North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. It's about sharing memories and preserving stories from our region's past.